Hello everyone, welcome to the Junkie Dolphin Game Report. I'm Mark, and as always, I'm joined by Matthew.
Hello.
And Nathan.
Hey up.
We do.
All good. How are you?
I'm doing mighty fine. Tired, but I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Burning the midnight oil, weren't you?
I was. Watching WrestleMania last night. Not quite sure whether it was worth staying up for, but it's happened now, so I'll have to deal with it.
Well, sacrifices are made, so.
Yeah.
I think people have done worse things at 4:30 in the morning, including me, so don't feel bad.
Let's not get into that.
Let's skip that one, shall we?
Yes. Shall we move on to gaming news then?
Yes.
Can I kick off with a bit of news?
No. Oh. Yeah, please.
Send the pod there then.
Yeah, that's it.
Right. I'm just saying this to I'm not tooting my own home, but I am here. So remember when we were talking about Gearbox last week?
Yeah.
Getting sold off from Embracer to take two, but parts of it. And I said on the pod, and I quote, "Now that they've been bought out, how many jobs are going to get lost? I await the next episode." Guess what?
No jobs were lost. Hey.
They're hiring people.
Well, they have announced that Gearbox have announced that, that an unspecified number of redundancies are happening following the deal. So we don't know how many, but it is happening. And we know that PR manager Jennifer Locke was one of the staff members that was let go. And she stated it was one of countless others. So maybe the full scale of that will come to fruition at some point, but it's inevitable nowadays, isn't it? More layoffs.
Well, you can understand why for that particular role, let's say, because obviously Take-Two have got their own PR team that they'll want to utilise, so.
Well, she could have joined it.
Yeah, she could have, but there's probably no room for her in that team. They probably think they've got enough people to cover.
Okay. It's not that good though, is it?
No, it's rubbish for her. Yeah. Not nice. It's and the countless other people.
Exactly. I'm glad we're clear about that.
Sorry, I just put business Nathan mode on and I just look at it
a
bit too black and
white. Oh, you're
doing
really well in these companies then.
Everyone's just a number on a spreadsheet.
Yeah. You take up from Bobby, yeah?
Nathan Kotek. I'll change my surname. Bobby Wisniewski. It's got a ring to it. I like that, actually. Anyway.
Should we move on to the good things, though?
Yeah.
Should we talk about some events announcements? So we know this year that Summer Game Fest will take place on June the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And now Xbox have announced they're having an Xbox showcase, haven't they? On June 9th. What do we think? Well, they've said what it might be. Actually, no, they haven't. There's rumours of what
there's
might
rumors.
Be.
There's rumours. There's always rumours.
Yeah. Well, I heard a rumour about Gears of War 6 being announced, which I'm really excited for.
I'm going to take that with a pinch of salt, though.
Well, obviously, until it's confirmed, we've got to take everything with a pinch of salt.
I'm beginning to feel like they say that. Like, we hear that before every one now.
Yeah. But it has been a fair bit of time in between Gears 5 coming out. So I think it's probably about enough for us to hear something about it. And I think, obviously, if we hear about it this year, I think it's going to be out next year.
I did notice that the previous Gears have gone on sale over the past week.
Ooh.
Is that saying something? I don't know. Well,
could be.
Was it just coincidence?
Well, saying that, there is still 2 months until that arrives, so there's still a bit of time left.
And then they'll be back up to full price by then.
Yeah, that's it. Hype everyone up for Gears 6 and then put the prices back up.
So, there are other rumours as well that there'll be an update on the next Call of Duty, Avowed, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, and Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024.
Yeah.
There might be release dates for them.
Oh, that'd be interesting. I'm actually looking forward to Indiana Jones. And I like Flight Simulator, as do you, Mark. So.
Yep.
Exciting. I'm actually excited for Xbox Showcase. Makes a change.
I mean, apart from Gears, are you hoping for another exclusive to be announced?
I'm trying to think what they do.
It's a good question. probably not going to be anything at Halo related. So.
Could do a new Forza, maybe.
Well, we had one.
All right, Forza.
Oh, Horizon, right, last year. Oh, well, a Horizon one.
I had an Horizon for a while.
Six, would it be?
Yeah. Yes. Horizon 5 was the... is it Mexico?
Mexico one, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, where would we want it to be if we got a new Horizon game? Antarctica.
I don't know where the earlier ones were set.
So, three's Australia.
Yeah,
four was the UK. Yep.
Wasn't two, like, Hawaii or something like that?
It might have been something like that.
I'd probably say, like, Italy.
Italy'd be nice, yeah.
It's a very car-centric country.
I think I'd like to see some of the Scandinavian countries get like a, you know, like the proper rally going.
Yeah, I was going to say that'd be very rally orientated a lot of time, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe Japan.
Yeah, Japan would be good.
Japan could be a good shot.
India. Just gridlock everyone.
Yeah. Actually, do you know what would be great? If they did India, for example, it just reminds me of that episode of Top Gear where they went to India and got these cars and just drove around. We could do that.
Just got those cars and drove around. You've just explained every episode of Top Gear ever.
No, but they do challenges and stuff, obviously, which make it quite funny. But, yeah. I like it. I think it was Jeremy Clarkson. He got this megaphone and he just shouted, "The British are back."
Of course he did.
Oh, dear me. But, yeah. I mean, the sky's the limit when it comes to Horizon. No pun intended when it comes to Flight Simulator, but yeah. I'd definitely be looking forward to that if they brought one out. Honestly, when it comes to the Horizon games, I don't care where it's based. I just enjoy playing them. Just driving around these environments.
I haven't played the fifth one as much as I thought I would though, because I think I'm getting a bit
fatigued.
It's feeling a bit formulaic. It's like it feels like just a reskin. Now there's like no new additions. It feels like.
Yeah, all the modes are pretty much the same, aren't they? Between four and five,
it's just the same thing in another place.
Yeah,
I suppose what do you really do though? Because
well, that's the thing. I don't know, but
because like, I remember playing Test Drive Unlimited 2, which is quite similar sort of. Drive cars in a bit of an open world, although maybe a little bit more simulated rather than arcade kind of driving. But then they had like certain side modes, like they had like a full casino where you could do little side stuff like playing poker or slots and that with like the money you've won and stuff. So just like little side stuff here and there that you could do could be interesting. I don't know if they would ever focus on like you being outside the car though.
Yeah, because you can buy houses and garages and stuff, can't you, on the Horizon games? But that's
not. You don't do anything with them, can you? It's just.
No.
It's just showcasing the cars,
yeah. It just goes onto a menu, and that's it.
Yeah.
I'd like to walk around the house and all that. That'd be good.
Open up like a Sims thing, so you can like buy stuff for your house and do it up.
Well, there's one of the last. I don't know if it's the last one, but there's the last two or three F1 games. There's a thing where you could buy things for your house. I don't think you can walk around it, though.
That doesn't surprise me.
But I do enjoy them, but it's just like, I think they need to put some else in. Yeah. They need to mix it up with something. But I don't know what. I don't know how you could.
They need to expand the horizon, some may say.
Yes.
Right, well, on that note.
Well, there's another event got announced. So on June the 10th, it's going to be a new Ubisoft Forward event. Probably to try and make everyone forget about Skull and Bones. But...
or try and get people to remember Skull and Bones.
It's not as bad as you thought it was. Here's all the other stuff.
Because all this new content we've made for it.
I'm going to suspect Assassin's Creed is going to make an appearance. Although, I can't remember the order of all these things that they've announced previously now.
Let's think. Well, Mirage is already out.
Isn't that like four or five things?
I think there was the Hex one, which was, I think, more horror-based? I'm not too sure. I remember the actual trailer for it was kind of very spooky.
Is that the one where it kind of looks like Blair Witch thing hanging in the tree?
Yeah. I think there's Red, which is the Japan one, I think.
I want to say yes.
I want to say that's the next big one that they're doing, I think.
Do you reckon we could see another Far Cry?
I'd be down for that. Far Cry is one of those weird games where I think if you play it solo, I don't think it's that great. But if you play it cooperatively, the campaign, I think it's actually pretty decent. Because I played the last two main ones with my brother. And I've also played, what was the expansion? New Dawn, is it? Is that what it's called?
Yes, I believe.
Played that with him as well. And we had fun with it. But playing it on my own, I don't think I'd get through it, really.
I think, like, as you mentioned with Forza Horizons, I feel like the Far Cry is getting a bit formulaic as well.
I think that's why I would want to play with him, really. Because we kind of make our own adventures.
Ah, fair. Because I've not played any past 4, and I even thought 4 was a little too similar to 3. The whole, like, you gotta get to towers to unlock areas of the map. Then some of like the side stuff was quite similar.
I don't think I've played. It's for the Himalaya one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've not played that one. But you can't play that co-op, can you? I think that's why I haven't played that one.
No, I think, yeah, maybe that's where I got a little bit burnt out. Like, I absolutely enjoyed 3. Even though I think the second half of it is a bit of a drag. And then I did complete 4. I got so far and I was just like, I don't know. I think I just stopped enjoying it. So I think that's why I've sort of kept my distance from 5 and 6.
I mean, that's probably the Ubisoft in general. Their games are very formulaic.
I took a massive break from a lot of them. Like, I don't think I've played a new Assassin's Creed for some years now.
Dance Dance Revolution, or whatever the thing is they have.
Just Dance.
Just Dance, the one. I don't want it.
Dance Dance Revolution.
Yeah.
No, Mark, that's the good dancing game, if there is such a thing.
Yeah. Somebody coming to the stage in a bright carrot or something. I'm sure that happened 1 year. I'm sure that happened 1 year. Somebody came on stage dancing, like, dressed as a carrot.
I mean, I'm not going to argue with you on that. It probably did happen.
Yeah.
Sounds about right, yeah. I mean, I'd want to see another Immortals Phoenix Rising because I really enjoyed that game, but I think they've already came out and said that they're not going to be looking to expand that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't think it made the sales that it needed, unfortunately.
Because that was like, it felt like the multi-platform Breath of the Wild.
Mm. It's a bit of a shame, though, because I think we've seen some companies trying to do something new. And then it's not quite working. And it's like, is this why people aren't taking risks?
Probably,
new IPs and such.
Well, a lot of money goes into gaming now more than ever.
So,
maybe,
I was just thinking of, what was it? Immortals of Avium?
Mm.
That's just come out on PS Plus.
I think that was like, just like badly marketed though, wasn't it?
Possibly. But again, it's a new IP that's kind of bolting. It's just like, well.
Yeah, it did spend a lot of money as well, apparently. I don't know, it's a shame. I think it's hard for new developers to get something out there that's kind of bordering on the AAA quality. Like, I keep on seeing a lot of indie stuff can absolutely take off with just word of mouth. Like, you see stuff like Lethal Company and, there's another one recently that came out for free on April Fools. It was free just for that day. But like it caught word of mouth and just caught a fire. Like, I think it got downloaded like 6 million times in that one day. And it's just an indie game. So
I'll tell you what would set the world alight if Ubisoft had details about it. Beyond Good and Evil 2. That's gone quiet, hasn't it?
That went very quiet, hasn't it?
Imagine if that turned up. It's not going to, but imagine.
Funny enough, talking about Ubisoft, I think they mentioned they've got a new look at their Star Wars game next week.
Oh yeah. Is it?
Yeah, Outlaws,
yeah.
Yeah. We might see more of that at their event. I'd like to. I like the initial look of it, so.
I'm just imagining in my head if they announce Skull and Bones 2.
Oh god.
I just think that'd be hilarious. Yeah, the first 5A game.
Yeah, I was trying to think in my head what 5A's was. What's above quad? I know hex is 8.
Pent. It's a pentagon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was it hexagon?
Hexagon 6, octagon's 8. Yeah, pentagon would be 5. I think pentagon's the 5, so.
First pent A title. What else do Ubisoft do? Is that the only games they ever do?
You know, I'd like to see a new Rayman.
There you go, yeah. Happy little Rayman.
Rather than all these compilations.
Yeah. Like they had a little good run. Like, they brought out Legends, and a lot of people liked it, and then they brought out, like, I think, like, a sequel to that. I forgot what that one's called. I'm sure that got rated pretty well as well. And then, nothing. Got a good run there. Ubisoft, what's going on?
Two games.
Yeah.
Got a new Ghost Recon?
It's been a long time since we've seen a Ghost Recon, haven't we?
Oh, maybe Rainbow Six Siege 2. Actually, no, because that's just a never-ending game, isn't it?
That's
that been going on for like 15 years now or something? Or it certainly feels like it.
Probably.
Not 15, maybe about 14.
Oh, it's going to be longer than that. It certainly feels longer than 8.
Oh, surely. Maybe 10. It could have hit its 10th anniversary.
Maybe it's perfect time for you.
You make me like want to look mad.
I thought I did hear that there was going to be a new Ghost Recon. I can't remember anything about it.
2015 it came out.
9 years then.
Or nine.
Nah, I don't believe that.
Well, we just hit 8, so. Longer.
Don't trust that.
What else did they do?
Watch Dogs.
I think that's it for Watch Dogs. I don't think we'll see anymore. I don't know if they sell very well and they don't get particularly high ratings on. So I think after 3, I think they probably called it. I mean, I wouldn't mind because I quite like the Watch Dogs, but I can't see them doing it anymore.
Oh, do you know what they should do? Assassin's Creed Black Flag Remaster.
If they can't get Skull and Bones working as intended, what's the point of doing that?
Just to make people forget about Skull and Bones.
People would say, well, I was going to say people would stop buying Skull and Bones, but I don't think that's happening anyway.
Is it still at full price? Let me have a look. I'm just curious now. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it went on sale about a month after it went.
I mean, I saw one copy of it in Asda a few months ago, but not a few months ago, probably a few weeks ago now. Blummy neck, it's got 2.3 stars out of 5 on Google. That is terrifying. You can buy it from Smith's for £35.
Hey, to be fair, we could always just buy Sea of Thieves. Now that's on PlayStation.
I've got Sea of Thieves on Xbox. I refuse to buy it again.
It's not the same.
If it's cheap enough, I might buy it.
Exactly.
Let's face it, I've bought Skyrim 7 times. What's 2 copies of Sea of Thieves? I've bought 5 separate copies of GTA. I'm going to say GTA 6, GTA 5. So yeah, why not Sea of Thieves?
I can't remember how many times I bought Resident Evil 4, the original one. Must be on almost every platform I've had.
No, GTA 5. That's been on ever.
GTA 5. I think I've only bought that on 4 platforms. I think I missed out the PS3, but I did have on 360. And then PC, then PS4, then Xbox One. Then I suppose I've got the PS5 version. Alright, I've got 5 versions.
Yeah, back to Ubisoft. Yeah. That could be the Division 3.
I was thinking Division 3. Maybe it's probably around time now.
The Crew 3.
They're not going to bring out the Crew game. Didn't we get a crew game.
Technically,
recently.
We had Crew 3. We had the Crew Motorfest, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course.
The Horizon Zoom.
We've technically had the
first. Yeah. Forgot about that. Trials?
Ooh, I'd be up for a new Trials.
They're good fun.
Really enjoyed them.
I think I've exhausted all my Ubisoft knowledge.
Yeah, I'm starting to. Maybe some actual news on this Prince of Persia remake. It was supposedly delayed about 500 times.
Maybe. What was the remake of the original one?
No, they were remaking Sands of Time.
Ah, yeah.
Although, funnily enough, I've heard they are doing a new one that's going to be in like the style of the original. But it's been made by the developers of Dead Cells. Which sounds like a good good mix-up. Apparently a roguelite as well, so. Which I suppose technically the first Prince of Persia was like a roguelite. What do you think about it? You die, you went back to the start all that time.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I never played the original. Never played it.
The original always kind of like fried me a little bit with some of the sounds of like the death scenes. It's a bit gruesome. Plus, I can never remember how to actually fly in that game. Like when you just go on like one-on-one duels, I can never remember how you get a sword out. I'm not just mashing all sorts of buttons. Like there's nothing happening. I'm just gonna get skewered.
Oh dear me. Yeah, the first one that I played were Sands of Time. PS2.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's it.
Just looking at the schedule for the Summer Games Fest to see what else has been announced. There's also going to be a Day of the Devs, the Future Game Show, the PC Gaming Show, and Wholesome Games. Pretty standard.
Yeah.
A fair fun.
I'm surprised EA is not having something there they normally do.
I don't think it's going to be quite. You still got 2 months, haven't we? I think it's probably going
to be true. Yeah.
Editions, I presume. But there's also something called IGN Live. I don't know what that is.
I think they just like bring on devs every now and then, show off the game.
I'm always a big fan of Wholesome Games. I quite like them.
Yeah, I think they're going to try and catch that because when Hugh talks about it last year, it always seems like a really nice showcase.
Yeah, nice games.
Yeah.
Not everything has to be about killing and blood everywhere.
Well, that's what sells, unfortunately, true. Sometimes.
True.
Well, that is true. Right, shall we move on to something else then?
Right, well, we've had some interesting leaked news about a cancelled game all the way back in 2014 that I thought was quite interesting.
2014?
Yep, all the way back in 2014. So, you know the developer Monolith Games, or Productions I should call them, they made the Shadow of Games, the Middle-Earth Shadow.
Oh, yeah, yes, yeah.
So before creating the Middle-Earth Shadow of series, they were working on one game that would have been quite interesting had it come out. If the guys at Warner Brothers and Christopher Nolan had have allowed it. I've used Christopher Nolan there quite specifically because they were working on a game in the Dark Knight universe. We were making a Batman game. So this Twitter user, Spidey Ranger, has essentially leaked a lot of screenshots and gameplay footage from this cancelled Batman game. And I think it would have predated Arkham Knight for being the first Batman open world game. Because it was going to be set in Nolan's Gotham.
Okay.
So, a lot of stuff that came out and information about it, like, Batman would traverse pretty similar to how he does in the Arkham games, you know, he'd glide around using his grappling hook. He had a bit of a, I don't know if it was quite detective mode, but he would be doing some, like, detective stuff. There was skill trees as well that looked very much kind of like Arkham stuff. And apparently some of the stealth and combat mechanics would also have been quite like the Arkham games, because the Middle-Earth games play quite similar as well. It's got that like button, I won't say button mashing, but you've got the combos, you've got the sort of alerts to sort of counter and do that kind of stuff. And you would have also traversed around with the Tumbler as well in Gotham. You'd have gone around in the Batmobile. Interestingly enough as well, they would have had the first iteration of the Nemesis system as well. Ooh. So if you don't know what the Nemesis system is from the Middle-earth games, essentially there's sort of grunts in the game, but there's also like the sort of, you get to like the higher ups, maybe like, you know, the captains, lieutenant, orcs, all that kind of stuff. And when you come across them and you sort of get into a scrap with them, if you end up sort of dying by them, they will sort of remember who you are in your sort of your next playthrough, but they'll also sort of rank them up as well. So like any weaknesses or strengths they have, they sort of rank up as you sort of get defeated by them. And they can also like have a scrap with each other as well in these games. Like you'll get like two captains fighting whoever sort of survives after your interaction with them, or if you've died, they'll auto-play sort of like a fight with them. Whoever survives gets like ranked up and becomes more powerful. And it's quite an interesting system. Got a lot of praise at the time that initially came out. So having this in something like a Batman game, I thought would have been quite cool. I don't know how they'd implement it. Like, oh, Batman gets defeated by a thug, now he ranks up to a...
So what was the reason for cancellation?
I think the reason at the time from Warner Brothers, and it looks almost complete, to be fair. There's a lot that looks almost like finished. But I think the reason it got cancelled was that they, Warner Brothers, didn't want two Batman games out at the same time to conflict against each other.
So why did it, what was the point of going through it all to begin with? I'm really confused.
No idea. They were making, they had this game, pretty much almost made for, the Nolanverse, as they call it. But I don't think there'll ever be like an official word for why it got cancelled. We're just basing this off the Twitter user who's like, thought they didn't want two Batman franchises out at the same time. So they ended up retooling this one into what we got, which was Middle of Shadow of Mordor.
So you'd think they'd have just put it in like the vault and released it a bit later, maybe. So it doesn't conflict.
Maybe, but I think at that point then.
So you say 2014?
Yeah.
Well, Dark Knight Rises came out in 2012. So it would have been 2 years after that. So I guess Nolanverse pretty much would have ceased then. Probably people have forgot about it.
Yeah, perhaps. I mean, Warner Brothers has cancelled previous Batman games before. Like, I heard there were, the studio that made Gotham Knights were working on a Damian Wayne Batman game. And they were also apparently, even at some point after that, they were working on a Suicide Squad game, even before Rocksteady got their hands on it. So, I don't know. Suppose we'll, if a leaked version of a playable demo ever came out, I suppose we'd get to see more of like how it'd play, which I think would be interesting.
I think they should just release it. Just put it out there.
Just release it.
it's probably going to release in a better state than most games do nowadays anyway, so.
Oof. It's harsh.
Harsh but fair.
Should we move on to BAFTAs then?
Yeah. Alright, who's won what?
Well, no awards, but BAFTA, the British Academy of Film and Television something. Can't remember what it was, that's maybe that.
Maybe.
But they also have got a video games division, to celebrate the BAFTA Game Awards, the 20th anniversary of them, on April the 11th, BAFTA have announced, apparently, the top most iconic video game characters of all time, according to a poll of 4,000 players from around the world. And the list consists of 20 people, well, characters. I have to say, some of both surprising and maybe even controversial.
Hmm.
So shall we make his way through this? And
yeah.
Oh, go on then.
Start at the bottom, shall we? So at number 20, we've got Nathan Drake from Uncharted. That guy. That adventurous son of a gun. But we're keeping with the on the Naughty Dog train, because with 19, we've got Ellie Williams from The Last of Us. 18, one dear to my heart, and probably yours as well, Matthew, Kazuma Kiryu from Yakuza.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a huge shock.
He's 18. Should have been higher, but I'll take it.
Oh, yeah. Should be in top 10 for me. But...
17, Asturian from Baldur's Gate 3. Now, I sense recency bias here.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a list without a Baldur's Gate 3 character being on there, would it? Let's face it.
Then we've got 16, Cloud Strife from Final Fantasy VII.
That.
15, Crash Bandicoot from Crash Bandicoot.
Well deserved.
Yeah.
14, Solid Snake from Metal Gear Solid.
Very good.
13, Steve from Minecraft.
Iconic.
Yes.
Yeah,
12.
Iconic character.
Pikachu. Oh, come on.
12?
Yes.
Well, I thought it might have been a little higher there.
Should have been Detective Pikachu, but not to be. 11. Arthur Morgan from Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, good. Yes. Enjoyed his character.
10. More recency bias here, I think. Shadow Heart from Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah.
9, Kratos from God of War.
Yeah, to that.
Number 8, Master Chief from Halo.
Always
gonna be. 7. Yep. 7, Link from The Legend of Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
6, Pac-Man from Pac-Man.
Ooh, interesting. Still got a lot of hold then for people's memories.
Is this top, 6, that's it. Actually, probably top 7. Is where things are a bit curious. So, 5. Sackboy.
That really astounded me when I saw Sackboy there.
How?
Like
Sackboy get that high?
Yeah. It just seems strange, doesn't
it? Let's carry on. So then we get 4. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
From
Sonic. That
makes sense. 3. Agent 47. From Hitman.
Did you put 3,000 of these votes in, Mark?
Yeah. Was this you, Mark?
2. Mario.
Yeah.
From Super Mario. Number 1. Lara Croft. From Tomb Raider. Now, yeah, that top 6 or 7. That's an interesting list. I mean, yeah, as you alluded to there, I love Hitman. Age of 47, I think he's a great character. But I'm stunned that he's number 3 in that list.
Yeah, especially when his movies has been rubbish.
I mean, Agent 47 above Sonic. What?
That's true, yeah.
I don't think I'd even have Agent 47 even in my top 20.
Oh, I'd definitely have about 20, but I would have had him around 10, something like that, for me.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm just thinking, like, why is Kratos so far down?
Yeah, he's quite astounding. It's like
And, like, why not have Atreus in there if Baldur's Gate's got 2?
It's like, if anything, I would have expected Pac-Man to be number 1.
Ooh, I don't know if I'd have had Pac-Man at 1. I think I would have had Mario 1. I think Mario's...
Well, okay, maybe Mario.
For me, I would have probably said Mario, Sonic, then Pac-Man.
Yeah, but that's...
I feel like for iconic...
It's probably top 3, yeah, maybe.
That's like longevity we're talking about.
But that's what I mean, though. If we're saying most iconic video game characters, those three in that order, for me, are like the most recognisable. And then I'd probably slot Master Chief at 4.
I think Lara Croft's probably...
I think
Lara Croft for top 5. But I wouldn't put her at
number
1.
Yeah, I think Lara Croft at top 5. I think 1 is telling of how old people were that have voted for this. I could probably see Steve getting into top 5.
Yeah.
Maybe that. I think for me, maybe I'd have Mario, Sonic, Pac-Man, Lara Croft, and Steve. Maybe Master Chief at 6 then. But yeah, so some of them, there's definitely some recency bias in there.
Yes. But any notable omissions you think from there? I'll throw one
Spyro.
Out. Yes, Spyro.
Yeah.
Why is Spyro not there? Ratchet Joel. And Clank?
Yeah, Joel from Last of Us.
Yeah, Joel. Yeah.
You know what? I don't think Joel makes top 20. I can see it being there. I feel like, well, obviously. I'm saying, like, I can see why it was in mate. I can see why Ellie is above him.
Well, yeah, Ellie's low down on the list anyway. So, but yeah. I could understand why Ellie's ahead of Joel. Yeah.
I'd put BJ Blazkowicz in.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
Doom Guy.
Doom Guy, yeah. Who's thing there is Doom Guy just appeared.
Hey, come on, I can not have him.
Where's Luigi? Where's the hate for Mario's brother here?
Where's the hate?
Because
he's not on the list, there's the hate.
why the hate though? Why does Luigi always get left out?
I mean, Princess Peach is not on there, neither. So.
Yeah.
How so?
Look, bros before hoes, okay?
What about Duke Nukem? That'd have been interesting.
That would have been controversial. I mean, I could see why I get picked, but it would be controversial.
Unnamed soldier from Call of Duty. Well, they're not on it.
Yeah, where's that guy?
Do you know what? I'm just looking through a list now.
Where's Captain Price?
I'm thinking.
Yes, Price should be on there.
Why is Pyramid Head not on the list?
Where's all the Resident Evil characters?
Where's Chris Redfield?
Yeah, Chris Redfield, Jill Valentine. The other one?
Wesker. Other ones. Well, there is Leon S. Kennedy.
That's the one.
Claire Redfield. Some others.
Ezio from Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. I think Ezio's probably iconic at this point. I mean, he did have 3 games.
Is that what we're going on? That's what makes him iconic?
Yeah, the Mario games. That's it.
We may as well just put a Tetris block in then, just for laughs.
Yeah, why not?
Well, they've all got names, haven't they? Each Tetris block.
Have they?
I think we went through this when we put them in the whole thing.
I can't remember. I believe they've got different names. Actually, this is a maze, Nathan.
They had names?
Goro Majima. That's not one of
them. I mean, I'm surprised even Kiryu got through, but I'm happy.
I think Kiryu's got to.
Actually, if Kiryu's on there, where's Ichiban?
Ichiban's had how many games have been? All right.
Oh, there we go.
That doesn't matter.
It's just one game.
No, it doesn't matter about that. Steve's had one game and then loads of offshoots.
Mm. What about Samus? Yeah.
Metroid.
Surprised she's not there.
Yeah.
Chun-Li? Was Street Fighter characters?
Ken, Ryu.
Ryu, Ken.
Other ones? M-Bison.
M-Bison. That'd be great, M-Bison.
Then we could get into Mortal Kombat. Sub-Zero. Raiden.
Oh, my boy Raiden. What's he not doing?
Scorpion.
Anyways? Yeah.
I think we're sullying this list now.
I think Raiden's probably the nice one, though. He's probably the most iconic in the series, isn't he?
Yeah.
What's up? Oh, Raiden.
Yeah.
I thought Scorpion would be.
I mean, if you play any of the games, he's always like the head honcho, isn't he? Raiden. So he's the chief.
And he's got a cool hat, so he automatically goes in.
Oh, well.
Yeah, the cool hat, yeah.
Jack and Daxter. Are they okay? Now he's trying to find out.
I think it'd be interesting to see, like, who was omitted if they opened up to, like, what the top 50 would have been.
Aloy?
Yeah, Aloy. That's a good shout. Mimir.
Yes. Yes. My boy. It's interesting that he's
what about Crapper 20. The Rapper?
Not iconic enough.
Oof. Oof.
That's a bit harsh.
We're talking top 20 here, not top 100.
That's what we're going to do next episode. We're going to do our top 100.
Yes.
That's it.
Go for it.
The Joking Dolphin top 100 video game characters of all time.
Pilgor from Goat Simulator. That's his name, isn't it? Is it Pilgor? I think it is.
No idea, you tell me.
But no, very interesting list, I think. Questionable. I'd like to meet these 4,000 people to go, what?
Individually, just in a big massive line. Yeah. And you're just like, what?
Now, who did you vote for, Slab?
Wrong.
I mean, I could do away with the Baldur's Gate characters. As I say,
I think
they are. Yeah. I mean, say that they may be iconic, I don't know. But
Well, that's it. Like, I've not played it personally, so they could be absolutely fantastic. But right now, I think I agree with your comment in the recency bias.
Yeah.
On them ones. But yeah. Interesting list.
Kirby.
Nevertheless. Oh, Kirby, yeah.
Kirby.
Ooh. Donkey Kong?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So what we established is that this list is nonsense. That's what I'm getting at.
In effect.
Or it's not big enough. Bigger yeah. list.
Look, we just needed like five more, it would have been fine. Just could be a top 25.
I think we've named a lot more than five characters.
Probably.
We've named like another 20. But no, interesting. Maybe they did it as an April Fool's.
Well, funny you should mention that.
Oh. Go on.
Well, you could say it's some people's favourite day of the year. Certainly not mine, since I already fell for it.
Just don't trust anybody at any time. So.
Well, I say it's the day that you're, like, you're most least trusting, which you should be, to be honest. But
I was just speaking about life in general. But, yeah.
Fair enough. Well, as is with, it seems, every year that happens on 1st of April, we do have some funny shenanigans that happens on April Fool's Day. And And we do get some developers that do join in with the fun. So IGN has pulled together a list of what they think was the best April Fool's jokes coming from our industry. So we'll start off with Nintendo, who got in on the act and decided to announce the Virtual Boy Pro, the Nintendo Switch.
Yes.
Which looks hilarious. Basically, it was like, it was almost essentially you put on like these swimming goggles in front of you that was attached to the Switch.
It looks quite fun, actually.
But maybe there's a little play on the Apple Vision Pro as well, maybe.
So were they, are these ones from this year or is it throughout history?
Yeah, so no, this is from this year. Okay. So they put together an article, it's got the best announcement from this year. Sticking with, I suppose, the Nintendo side of stuff, Pokemon company came out with an announcement as well. They were holding a Pokemon Sleep tournament. Okay. Don't know how that
works. What does that even entail?
Sleeping.
Well, you know the Pokemon Sleep app, don't you? Where you can catch Pokemon while
you
sleeping.
Say that like I know it. No, I don't.
You know? Oh, okay. You get installed and then.
What you're telling me, Mark? You don't use it every night. I'm shocked.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, but no, Nathan.
Oh no. So essentially, you have the app open. You set it for when you're gonna go to sleep. You have the phone next to you. You sleep. It records sounds that it hears throughout you're sleeping to sort of make sure it knows for how long you've slept. And then depending on the amount of sleep you've had, and they also, I think a bit based on how much good a sleep you've had, it somehow notices that. Do you know how like some health apps do that? It sort of.
Yeah, it tracks your REM sleep.
It tracks like light sleep and like heavy sleep that you go through. Pokemon Sleep app essentially does the same thing. Gives you a score, and based on that score, it sort of, you catch certain types of Pokemon from that.
So you play the game by not playing it.
I mean, yeah. You play it by sleeping, so.
Okay.
It does seem quite scary that they're using. It does seem quite scary that they're using that to get your sleep data. Not to go off on a tangent, but that just seems like what it's doing. And then they can utilize that for things. Don't quite know what, but seems devious to me.
Yeah. So.
But hey, Pokemon, so you care, yeah. You don't care.
Oh.
True.
Well, you might do, you never know. Not to be outdone by them, we had Elden Ring coming out with a expansion announcement. Unfortunately, I didn't watch this. So unless I start watching it,
I thought there was a legit expansion.
No, there is. Shadow of the Erdtree is coming out. But then they also announced another expansion
I bet that one didn't go down well.
I wouldn't know. I'd have to check the comments on the Twitter post they put. But it'll be an announcement that's not what you think it is. So as it is with April Fools.
Okay.
So I have to sort of check that out. What's going? Because IGN decided not to actually explain what it was. They've just said, "Here's an expansion, but it's not what you think." I was like, "Oh, thanks."
Yeah, that top band to that. There's going to be an expansion. No, there's not. Oh, yeah, you got us. But there is going to be an expansion. So, hey.
Right, we're getting a new physical edition of Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh, yeah.
We're all coming on 97,619 floppy disks.
Nice.
So if you want your...
I've still got a floppy disk drive.
Okay, oh, wicked, yeah. Start getting that going installed then, eh?
Let's get started. I might get it done by, like, 2 years' time.
97,000, wow. I like how somebody had to sit down and work that out as well.
Yep.
It's great.
Sega made a new announcement for Sonic. But we're not talking DLC. We're talking CLC.
Oh, I was going to say, was it the murder of Sonic number 2?
No, unfortunately not.
No, darn it.
No. So rather than getting downloadable content, you're getting cartridge content. But you can load cartridge on top of cartridge on top of cartridge to get your
cartridge extra. All the ways down.
Yep. Now, if you actually knew about this is actually a bit of a play on Sonic 3 and Knuckles.
Yeah.
So over here in the, I don't know if it was the same for the Genesis, but over here for the Mega Drive, they made like especially an expansion to Sonic 3, but it was in this Sonic and Knuckles cartridge that had another thing that you could put Sonic 3 on top of, and you got extra games. So that was just a little play on that, which I thought was quite funny. They've got like a screenshot where they've got like five cartridges.
Yeah, I just imagine the towers.
Just a tower of cartridges. Where they've got like a screenshot of Sonic as well, which got a massive bloated face because of it.
Oh, imagine that's how you could do like crossovers. You just mount two separate games together and then suddenly they magically turn into a crossover game.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I mean, there'd be a whole lot of licensing issues, but you know, who cares?
So we got a new game from Tiny Build Riga that's called Duckside. That is apparently if you get Daisy mashed with Rust, if you know what these games are. But you play as a duck instead.
Did you say Duckside?
Duckside, yes.
I was in my head, I was thinking of parody of Brookside. But...
but funnily enough, this isn't an April Fool's joke. It's a real game.
Is it now?
So you get to play it as a duck, where you go around collecting craftable stuff and weapons and you hunt down shooting other ducks.
Well, that sounds fun. I don't advocate for shooting ducks. I'm just saying the game.
Yes, please do not shoot ducks.
Yeah, don't do that.
Then we had Razer, who came out with a new gaming chair called the Cthulhu that has 8 AI-powered arms that will help you with your games.
Do you know what?
That's probably useful.
Anyway, Cthulhu, I thought it could have like a toilet in it with a loo bit, and then I thought to myself, oh yeah, it's that giant like mythical creature with all the...
There's one from Power World, where they made a dating sim. Why not? So you'll be able to date your pals.
I was thinking to myself, is that what it is? And then I was like, yep. No, that's just a bit too weird, but fair enough.
Cold.
Yep, apparently they will also take their clothes off as well. Okay.
I'm quite disturbed. Why are they wearing clothes to begin with?
Or are you questioning anything about this then? Just take it for what it is.
I'm just asking for a mate, that's all.
Oh, yeah, I bet you. We also had an April Fool mode for Among Us, where the characters had very long necks, and it lasts all week. So, at time of recording, you can still play it. Don't know why, but, yeah. We're getting a new game from the guys at Power Wash Simulator, where instead of power washing, you're dirt washing,
hey.
I suppose. So you're making things dirty rather than washing.
Yes, I'd play that. So you play the game, you're playing the game in reverse now.
That's essentially what the advertisement was. You were playing it in reverse.
So you're cleaning everything like that. But getting everything back dirty.
That would be pretty cool, though. So you could, like, switch it out between, like, buckets of dirt and, like, a graffiti, like, a can of paint to spray paint stuff and just absolutely mess stuff up. Yeah. Or you could play, like, co-op. So you've got one clean freak and one person that just likes to watch the world burn. And you have to clean your mate's mess up.
What it is like, what you could do is that it's half and half. So half the house is dirty, half the house is clean. One of them's going to clean it all, one of them's going to dirty it all. And so whoever can first get the entire house either dirty or clean.
That's
it's
a good
just
idea.
It's just a stalemate that lasts for the done to the end of time.
Yeah.
I can tell you, and that's what that was made on April Fool's that I read. But actually turns out that's genuine as well. Is that there's going to be a Bugsnax card game, Power.
Interesting.
Don't ask me how it works. I did watch the video, but I can't remember.
Right, well, I suppose to finish on that, we had one more from Dead by Daylight as well. They had a limited time event where the Oni hunter character came like a kaiju. So,
nice.
You had to run away from being stepped on, apparently. Which sounds like fun.
That'd be pretty good, actually, I think.
See, that's what they should do with Godzilla. Make a new game where it's like the 1v5 scenario, but like the five are like humans having to try and stop Godzilla somehow.
All the best ideas seem to come out from April Fools. And they never happen.
It is unfortunate, isn't it? But I do come up with some good ideas, and then like Goat Simulator came from an April Fools, didn't it?
I wouldn't be surprised if it did.
I feel like it was. I feel like it was either that or it was one of those you know, like make a game in X amount of time events. I think you know, like 30 minutes to make a game. I think it got received so well. It's like, oh, now we're gonna make a game out of it. And now 3 games on, going strong.
So, well, I think that's all the time we have for today. Thanks, chaps. We'll be back next Tuesday. Follow us across social media. Find Joking Dolphin on YouTube and Facebook, as well as Instagram and Twitter at Joking Dolphin. Until next time, thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Ta-ra.
Goodbye.